The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio.
On a Tuesday night in CNL, 844-843-6879 to jump on board. And if you call, you never know. Joe might give you his five diamond lock of the weekend early on a Tuesday. So 844-843-6879 for all of that. A lot going on as we begin to shift the focus into the next week, and this is how it rolls, man. I mean, week one in the books, bang, you're on to week two. Another week of college football. It's just the conveyor belt moves now, from now until January. That's it. We look back on Monday, Tuesday, we just got to start ramping up. Week two of the NFL, plenty of good college games. We got news. We got futures. We got lines for this week that we'll go through. We got some late-night Major League Baseball, too. Didn't take Joe long. Already back in on the baseball with no football tonight. Didn't take him long. And believe it or not, the golf's back this week. So there you go with that. Mike Carver with you along with Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
That's it. Conveyor belt. That's it. Lock and load, baby. This is it. Just pull
it
up.
It.
Week
like,
number
it's
three,
very,
week number
like,
two in the NFL. You this
just,
is it,
you
baby.
Just, you just know what you kind of know now, Joe. What the situation is now, like, from every week for, like, the next 4 months. Like, you know that on Monday night, we're talking about what happened over the weekend. We're rocking the Monday night game live. We're doing all that. Tuesday, we start to get ready for the next week. Wednesday, we get a little bit closer. Thursday, we got an NFL game, and we're making picks. Friday, we've got a full set of picks for the weekend. Like, it's just, this is how football rolls now for the next 4 months here on Carver.
This is it. That's it. This is what it's all about. You know that. I mean,
and we got to get all this baseball in, too.
Well, I'm on the over, believe it or not. I took in game 13.5 Milwaukee and St. Louis, and then the Braves and the Giants.
Well, I'm on the Yankees tonight, Joe, believe it or not.
Judge! Aaron Judge!
Judge, and listen, Yankees were down.
Hand them the MVP.
Yankees were down 3-2. Judge hits a homer to tie it. Yankees down 4-3. Judge hits a homer to tie it. He's got 57 now. One of the most ridiculous seasons you'll ever see. He actually now, Joe, is only 9 points back of the Triple Crown because he's hitting 310. And the guy at Roz on the Twins is 319. So he's got a couple weeks to maybe even close the gap on that and have that going for himself, too. Just an absolutely ridiculous season, Joe.
Man's a beast. The man's a beast.
It actually is kind of ridiculous that there's still even a few charts and graphs people out there that say that Ohtani should be the MVP over him. Like, it's
who? Come on,
they're out there, Joe. They're out there.
They're out there. There's the one guy that's going to put Ohtani MVP for this year.
Oh, there's more than one guy. Oh, just wait. Just wait till that vote. Now, Judge is going to win, but you just wait till that voting comes back. It won't be unanimous. People are going to vote for Ohtani. Charts and graphs, guys. They're in there, Joe. Don't worry.
Yeah, we love them.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you on a Tuesday night. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. good to have everybody with us here tonight. So what's the baseball that you're in on tonight, Joe? You came on, you left the baseball alone for 5 days, lots of football going on, and now you're back in the pool, it sounds like.
I took the over in the Braves, 7.5. That's 1-0 now, Giants, bottom first. And then okay. I jumped in game, St. Louis and Milwaukee. I got a little hot, 13.5, 7-4, top seven.
Man, that's tough. That's a tough one. We'll see. Well, hopefully it comes in, Joe. I'll be rooting it in for you.
Come on, guy. Root it in.
And I think I heard Burns' name before. The Royals don't have a hit tonight through 8 innings. But, like, I hate these ones where the Twins are no-hitting him. But the guy, Ryan, who started, they took him out after 7. So it almost, like, it's like a buzzkill then. Like, so the couple guys in the bullpen are going to finish off the no-hitter. It's not as exciting, Joe.
No, not at all.
I need one guy to get all 27 outs. That's the way
Jack
it is.
Jack Morris. Right? David well, Cohn. Give me the old school guys. David Cohn.
Give me the old school guys. Also right now, you know, so we mentioned Yankee Sox 4-4. They go to the bottom of the ninth at Fenway here for the bottom. Arroyo's up now. So Yankees plus 116, Sox minus 156 now, Joe, here. 4-3, Orioles lead the Nats. Jays lead the Rays 7-2. Mentioned Twins 6-0. They're no hitting the Royals. You have the Brewers 7-4. Top seven. You need some runs. A's lead the Rangers 7-5. That's in the bottom of the sixth. 3-2 White Sox and Rockies in the bottom of the seventh in Chicago. Dodgers already up 2-0 on Arizona. I mean, they just don't
not
quit.
Good.
Don't quit, Joe. It's amazing. Scoreless in Seattle. And you mentioned the Giants have a 1-0 lead on the Braves. That is in the bottom of the first inning. All right, Carver and Lisi here with you. We're just getting going. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Get rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. They go to extras, Joe, at Fenway. As the Red Sox and the Yankees go to the 10th, Yankees now minus 156, Red Sox plus $1.22. Judge is up third in the 10th for the Yankees, which is good for them considering he's the only guy that actually, you know, gets hits. So that's probably a good scene for them in that one. Still 7-4 Brewers Cards and 1-0 Giants Braves, which is the game, of course, of interest for you, Joe, with your overs. Joe, let's kick things off tonight with our man Keith from Kansas here on Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio. Let's get it going. Hey, Keith, what's up, my man?
Oh, just watching the Royals get no hit. They suck this year, man. Tough watch all year summer long.
Dude, like, it's amazing, Keith. It really is. Like, it kind of is. Like, it's the last 30 years of Royal baseball is so bizarre because you had like a 15 to 20 year run where they were just absolutely awful, last place every single year. You had a 5 year run then where you go to a couple of World Series and you win one.
I went to the I was at the Royals A's wild card game. That's the best game I've ever been to in my life.
It was a hell of a
and,
game.
14.
Right?
Yeah. That was the kickoff. Yeah, we lost in the Bumgarner, and then we won the next year against the Mets. So we're rebuilding. Maybe we'll get those magic years going again. But no, I want to give a shout out to your boy. What's up?
Go ahead. I was gonna just say.
I want to give a shout out to Donnie Reifstein. Go ahead.
Whoa, what's Donnie got? What has Donnie got? I got to hear this. Give the shout out to Donnie. What do we got?
Okay. On the 5 o'clock window with the Canadian fellows, forget the name of their show. I like listening to them a lot.
Game,
but anyway,
Game Time Decision. Game
Yeah, Game of Cam.
Like what do you got?
No, at the end of his kind of little window, he said his best MLB play tonight was the A's and Rangers overs and hitting the bottom of the fifth or top of five. That was some sweet action.
7-5 now, right? Oh. Now I have not.
Yeah, over under was 8.5.
Oh, way
there
over.
You go.
Now,
beautiful.
Did my guy Murph hit any homers for the A's tonight? Did Murphy homer? Oh, come on.
I'm not sure on that.
Give me the good news here, Keith. I'm looking right now. No Murph.
I was just following the score. No Murph.
Yeah, Murphy. No homer for Murph. We had Murph today on Coast to Coast at plus 370. We were
I listen to you on Coast to Coast. I called you guys about a year ago. I like all your shows. Keeps me very active when I'm driving a lot on the road. Yeah,
we appreciate that, brother. We appreciate that. So if you're driving a lot, that's good. So
yeah, hold on.
Where you can put a couple plays in. You know,
Oh yeah. Old Donnie said there was two tomato cans going on at Global Life Park tonight, so I had to hop in, and he was right. I don't know anything about that game, but next thing I knew it was like 6-3 in like the fourth inning or something. It was just crazy.
Yeah, Reagan's and Waldichuk tonight in that game. So yes, it was definitely tomato can city, Keith. That's for sure. So.
I wish I was on that over, Carver. I tell you what, I'm on the wrong over.
Well, you got to listen to Gabe and Cam, man. You got to listen to Keith. I always listen to Gabe and Cam on Tuesday because that's when Donnie Rysite pops in. He always gets to get an OB pick.
Keith, thanks for listening, my man. We appreciate that you're hanging with us on the grid. Nice job by Donnie tonight.
Always a pleasure.
The hat tip to Donnie, Keith. Check us out again. Please call back.
I will. I'll give you guys a call back in. I will. I'm in. Yeah, yeah. Will do. Keep up the good work. See you, fellas.
Stay safe out there and keep cashing the tickets, Keith. There you go. Keith in Kansas, Joe.
I wanted to ask him if he had
the assist to Donnie Rice.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I didn't hear that pick, to be honest with you. I love overs. I wish I was on that over, but I'm not. I'm on the wrong over right now. 7-5, mid-7. They have a 14.5 on that game. They have a 12.5 in the Brewer game. Brewers in the bottom of the seventh, now top of the eighth. So we'll see. See if they can add. I wonder, you think he's got Bo Jackson?
It's been a long time, Joe, since we didn't extend. We haven't got any extend.
I'm not feeling it with these baseball games. I'm watching football as the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game from Sunday.
And speaking of the Royals, I guess they didn't get the dopey no-hitter because I see there's two guys on. Oh, no, there's actually still no hits, but there's two guys
on
for the Royals.
Would he walk two guys?
I guess that's
terrible. That is terrible.
I guess he walked a couple guys. Moran's on for the Twins. His second inning of work. They're two outs away from a combined no-hitter, Joe.
Mm.
So they've got some big guys on base.
I would like for him to hit a 3-run shot right now. Just end it. Bobby Wood Jr.
Joe doesn't want to see anybody have 1-1 Braves and Giants, Joe. 1-1.
I know. Now I need the Brewers. 1-1. Just extend.
Well, how about we go even further and the Cardinals tie it at 7? Wouldn't that help you out? Wouldn't that be good for you?
Yeah, 7-7. I can't lose. What do you mean?
Maybe we can get ourselves a Pujols homer tonight. Get us a little closer to 700.
What does he have, 697?
697. We need 3 in the next 3 weeks or whatever it is to get to that. Mm. We got that at plus 900 in some big parlay with a lot of crazy
Looking at the line movement for Saturday. A lot of line movement.
Yeah, we're going to when we come back, Joe, after this next break coming up, we will start to what do you want to do first? College? I know you're just
No, we could do pro. We could do the pro.
I cut you short with the college last night. I didn't give you enough college. So we'll start
this week
with the college.
Why? We were talking about the pro yesterday. Pro was fantastic with that game in Seattle.
I know you want to talk college. So we'll start with the college tonight. We'll do that first and start to go through some of the games.
We could do that.
Yankees top 10. Of course, you got the dopey runner on second. Hicks is up. Hicks stinks. Here's the thing for the Yanks, Joe. They can't just go the first two guys want to go down because then they're just going to walk Judge. So you want to get that somebody on first base, so that way they kind of...
Why doesn't Hicks bunt? Why doesn't he do something productive?
Hicks stinks.
He takes and he strikes out. That's all he does. He takes and he strikes
drops
out.
Drops five balls in the outfield, too.
Well, that, too.
He's good at that. Talking... Royals scored a run, Joe, so somebody must have got a hit. And he couldn't have walked two more guys. So
perfect.
Looks like the no-hitter's gone. It would have been a Fugazi no-hitter anyway. So we don't want that. We want guys to get all 27 outs themselves. We don't like these combined no-hitters. It's not what we do, Joe. 2-0 Dodgers, scoreless in Seattle between the Padres and the Mariners as well. I mean, this is a long back. What is Hicks doing here? Let's go.
He fouls off a lot, and then he strikes out. And
That's probably what's going to end up happening here, if I had to take a guess, Joe, since we know how well Hicks is. But Familia does stink. Yeah, he walked him, Joe. That's good for Judge, because now even if the next guy makes out, you get there's nowhere to put Judge when he comes up. So first and second, no out for the Yanks in the 10th. And Marwin Gonzalez coming up, who actually has a two-run homer tonight. So the Yanks have that. Yanks minus 190 now, Joe. Plus 148 for Boston.
I don't know if I could do that. I can't do it, Carver.
The Red Sox plus 148? Nah. Can't do it?
No. I'm going to look in the break. We'll come up with something.
All right. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. We're going to start to dive in to this week's college card. Maybe some futures as well. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Good to have you aboard. Oh, jeez, Joe. What a loser. I mean, what an absolute loser.
What game are you watching?
The Yankee game.
Nah.
So I told you Hicks walked first and second with nobody out. This loser, Marwin Gonzalez, hits into a double play. So now there's a man on third, but now first base is open. So what do you think they're going to do with Judge?
Walk
him on. Walk him. Why would you? And I don't blame him. Why the hell would you pitch to him? So now the great Stanton's going to get a crack, Joe. The great Stanton gets his chance to shine.
Giancarlo.
Yankees now plus 120. Red Sox minus 154. That shows you the faith they have in Stanton to get a hit here, I guess.
Yeah, I need a miracle here.
Need a miracle. All right, Joe, we'll keep our eye on the baseball. We got some things working.
Give me a sizzler.
You need a sizzler?
Give me the sizzler.
Remember the sizzler, Joe? You went to the sizzler back in the day.
Yeah.
Sizzler.
You know, a sizzler in football is when you get the pick six at the end of the game. Like Kentucky had against Florida, that's what you call that sizzler.
That was in the third quarter.
No, it wasn't. It was in the fourth quarter.
I thought that was in the third quarter that happened.
No, it was the fourth quarter with about 7 minutes left. They got the sizzler.
I don't know about that, Joe.
I Google it.
You might have been watching a lot of games on Saturday.
I was watching a lot of games, and I was keyed in on that one. Obviously, I watch every game with no sound, so that's possible.
Let me see here.
He got the pick six in the fourth quarter.
No, he did not. Third quarter, 3:23 to go.
Same thing. All right, at the end of the third quarter, sizzler.
Sizzler, yeah.
Doesn't matter. They got the pick six. That's all.
They got the pick six. That's all that matters. All right, couple of things before we get into the games. Let me give you a little weekly check on what's going on with the futures here. First of all, Bryce Young, 3-1, Heisman. They have shot Caleb Williams all the way up the board. To 3-1 as well, along with C.J. Stroud. So you got three guys at 3-1, right, Joe?
Right.
All three of them the same number. Large gap. J.J. McCarthy.
Are they serious with that
one? J.J. McCarthy at 20-1, along with Stetson Bennett, both 20-1, Joe.
JJ McCarthy.
And then we get into the 40-1, so another big gap. Hendon Hooker.
Yes, I got him at 60-1.
DJU, KJ Jefferson, Will Anderson. And then it gets a little deeper after that. Travion Henderson, Bijan Robinson, Dylan Gabriel, Hartman, et cetera, et cetera. So Tyler Van Dyke, I guess that – man, nothing like Anthony Richardson. He's got worse odds than before the season now, Joe. He went from 60-1 to 18-1, and now he's back down to 80-1. Wow. So that tells you how good that performance against Florida was.
Oh, we talked about it, right? The ability to keep him in the pocket, that's where he struggles. So,
well, listen, I'll put this to you like this, Joe, because as you know, I don't like picking chalk in these things. I mean, look, are the odds are one of these three guys at the top that's tied right now going to win it? I mean, yeah.
It's possible.
Young's been pretty – Young saved their bacon this past weekend. That was a big drive for Young to get him into field goal range. Is there anybody – in the larger range that you see after the first couple of weeks that maybe you wouldn't mind sprinkling a little salt on here?
Outside of Hendon Hooker, which you know I'm on.
You're already on DTR.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I took him at 100-1. He's down to, what, 60, 70-1? And it's based solely 8-4 Brewers. 8-4 Brewers.
8-4 Brewers. Let's go.
Let's go. First and third, two out. It's based solely on the fact that I think UCLA is the best team in the Pac-12. So, obviously, if he has the opportunity to go head-to-head with Caleb Williams and they win and they're undefeated, now you got a ticket on, obviously, DTR. Mm. That's where I'm sitting. But, again, I'm not the norm. I believe in my breakdowns, and I'm going to roll with it. I'm not buying Caleb Williams right here, right now. I'm not, after two or three games.
Now, here's where you – I just saw this, Joe. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you for a moment.
What happened now?
Now, I know that we – didn't they pretty much say that Buckner's not going to play this year? He's done.
Yeah, he's out four months. 4 months.
So they still have Buckner on the board at 100-1.
I don't know. Come on.
And Michael Penix Jr. is 150-1. So you tell me. You got guys behind – Buckner's not playing, guys. We got to get Buckner off the board. Okay, Buckner's finished. So, you know, can we get him off
Chopped.
The board?
Get him Chopped. Off the board I mean, already. Please. Come on.
Get him off. I got to tell you, Penix at 150-1.
You love Penny. Averaging 384 passing yards per game. They get the victory over Mel Tucker. You got a shot.
And let me tell you, they're gonna get in the light this week because they're in that ABC primetime game with Sparty. That's a good – if he rings the bell again – what do you think that 150 will be on Monday, Joe? If he has
70,
a big cut it in half, right? At least cut it in half. I could even see 50 if he has a big enough game.
Well, what are we talking? His average, 384, four touchdowns and 100 yards on the ground, or like 50 yards on the ground? What are we talking?
He does that. He's going to 50-1 from 150.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What a moment for the Yankees, Joe, as Gleyber Day puts a double in the gap. One run scores, two runs. It looks like they're going to get all three guys home. A three-run double for Gleyber Torres into the alley. 7-4 Yankees now, Joe. How about that? How about that, Andrew? We awake now, Andrew? Let's go, Andrew. How about the double into the corner, Andrew? Let's go.
Andrew?
I was holding my breath for about 15 minutes. Since Marwin Gonzalez had a light stroll down the first baseline, and now I can finally breathe. Good Lord.
They needed that, Andrew, in the worst way. That's a big hit for Gleyber.
Oh, my gosh. Needed that. You talk about one of the worst months.
This guy fell down going around third, and he still scored. Who was that, Florial, Andrew, fell down going around third?
Yes, he was pinch running for Stanton.
Wow. That's massive. Yep. But here's the one thing we got to remember. They still got to get the three outs in the bottom of the 10th. So.
Yeah. But here's the thing, though. And the interesting thing, like this year and last year, because next year, thank God, they're getting rid of the stupid ghost runner at second base.
I don't know. That might not go away.
I thought it was going away.
They like it. They all love it. I don't know. That might stick around. So.
Gosh. Well, anyway, because of the Ghost Runner, you almost have to concede them getting the run. So, like, getting the second and the third run is like super important.
Right. No question. Yeah.
It makes a difference. So I think we'll see with the bottom of the 10th coming up if Clay Holmes will be the Clay Holmes from the first half or he'll be,
well,
Lord knows what.
It seemed like he didn't throw that many pitches there in the ninth. He was pretty
economical.
So he should go back out. I don't see why he wouldn't. He probably only threw between 9 and 12 pitches, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think it was a
pretty quick inning for him.
Yeah, I think. Well, and he's facing the catcher McGuire, and then it goes back to the top of the lineup, Pham and Verdugo.
McGuire's had a big night. He's killing the Yankees tonight.
Yeah,
just killing.
And then of course, there's eventually, if it gets that far, Bogaerts and Devers. So,
well, that's the problem. Woo-hoo. Right there. That's the issue.
Yeah.
So I don't know, Joe, if you want to get in on the Red Sox, they're +890 down 3.
I'm not jumping in on that game. I'm involved already. I need help here.
And somebody, they're going after it, Joe. +720 now. They're going after it. They want that number. Yeah. Say the Yankees will blow it is what they're saying. All right, Joe, let's get back to this. So do you agree with me with Penix, Monster Day? We could slash that down at least in half, down to at least 70 probably. Let me tell you, I can't make the bet because I don't think he can legitimately win the Heisman, but, God, he's going to have great numbers this year if he stays healthy. Ugh. Man, Brennan Armstrong on here. There's a name I haven't
heard of. Nah, he's terrible.
No, I'm just, believe me, I know.
Tony Elliott.
I'm surprised a lot of these guys are ahead of Penix. Maybe it's just my love for Penix, Joe. Man, there's your
boy. What about your guy? What about your guy?
Phil Jurkovec at 150-1.
What about Will Rogers, your guy?
Will's up there. He's 80-1.
I like KJ Jefferson at 40-1. I think they have a shot to beat Alabama, believe it or not.
I just feel like their schedule's so brutal, Joe. They're going to lose a couple of these games at some point, right?
All he's got to do is beat Bama, though.
Let me see what else I got for you here. Georgia now ahead of Alabama for the championship, 180-200.
No shocker there.
I'm still not sold on. I know that Georgia embarrassed Oregon, but
Georgia's going to have some games. They have a home game against Tennessee. They play Anthony Richardson. Anything could happen, and you can never say never.
Man, they keep pumping USC up here, man. 14-1.
Keep pumping them. They could lose.
You think I could see them lose to Fresno? I really could. I could see them losing that game, Joe. I got to get this schedule up for them. I'm going to pick you the late night bailout blowout game that USC ruins their season on. I'll have it for you when we come back, Joe. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep looking at this week's college card right after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Here on a Tuesday night, getting you ready for all the football this weekend. We do have live baseball games tonight we're checking in on as well. Joe's got some overs cooking. I'm waiting for the Yanks to close this out. So, 7-4, Joe, as we know. Holmes finally got an out. He struck out Pham. So, first and second, one out. Verdugo's coming up, and they are bringing Wandy Peralta in from the pen. So, Red Sox +570. Yankees -1,000 in that one. You said that Pujols is up for the Cardinals right now?
Yeah, he's out. No, he just made it out.
All right. Well, I'm sorry.
Hump City.
I'm sorry. Hump City is indeed. 7-7, Rangers and the A's.
There it is. Should have went with that game instead.
That was the game, Joe. They could still get a 15.5 right now in the top of the eighth. You're going to get at least one run to get it to 15. Now it's 14.5? Wow. Moving
quick. They sucked me in with this game.
He sucked you in. Well, that's what they do, Joe. They got you.
They got me tonight.
They got you, man. The reason why it looks like Verdugo was 2-for-2 against Holmes, so they get Holmes out of there and they bring Wandy Peralta in. He's 1-for-6 against Peralta. So let's hopefully get a double play ball and get out of here. I was going to tell you the late night. Now, they don't have the times for a lot of these games yet, Joe. So I don't know when, but when they schedule one of these USC games for, you know, 10:30 at night. Like, well, the Fresno one is this week. I'm saying later in the year. I think there's a conference game that they'll play late at night where they'll get chipped off. And I don't know which one it is. Maybe Utah. Maybe the Cougars, who just won at Madison, can go there and win on a late night in early October. I don't know when it's going to be, Joe. I think they can absolutely lose to UCLA like they did last year. But I'd be very, very leery, Joe, about buying in for USC to, you know, not only win the championship, but make the college football playoff or even win the Pac-12. I'd be leery of it.
What about your team?
Who's my team?
Oh, your team is not Notre Dame?
Yeah, the Notre Dame season's over, Joe. They're not beating USC. No shot. The Irish will be lucky to win 6 games this year now.
Wow, thrown right under the bus.
Well, the kid playing quarterback, he stinks, Joe. So,
I mean, is it that much of a drop-off from Buckner to Pine? I mean,
that's the problem going into this year. I thought that Buckner was going to be a little bit better than he actually is. So, you're right. There isn't that much of a drop-off. The other guys suck, too.
Man, Marcus Freeman has to make halftime adjustments. He's got to learn how to do that.
Well, he's got another low-level team coming in this week, Cal.
Wilcox.
That is a game, Joe. I don't want to be anywhere near that game
on
Saturday.
What if he loses that game?
Yeah, I don't think you can fire a guy after 4 games, even though I'm sure that a lot of the priests walking around that place were going to want to. Verdugo gets a hit for the Sox. So they get one run back. So now, one out, first and third, with Bogarts coming up. This
Your
is
boy
amazing.
Bogarts.
It really
Xander
is amazing.
Bogarts.
That Xander. How do you you get 3 runs, Joe. 3 runs.
Can't help the guy out? You can't help the guy out?
And still have to sweat this thing out. It's absolutely amazing what goes on in these Yankee Red Sox games. It just is. Conference winners, Joe. Anybody in any of the conferences that you've been impressed with so far? Maybe you want to take a little dive in with? It's been tough with the Big
Ten. Big Ten, we're still sitting pretty. Ohio State, we knew, right? Penn State's looking okay, and then Minnesota in the West.
You got a little Clemson's still Minnesota? -160. What's Minnesota to win the whole thing?
No, the West.
No, the West. That's what I mean. Just the West? I don't have the divisions here, Joe.
They took it. Looks like they took it down.
Yeah, no divisions. That's probably a preseason thing. I do like how they update the regular season wins on a few teams.
20-1 to win the
Big Ten. Here's how you know what I just said is true. Notre Dame was what, 8.5 or 9.5 before the season?
Yeah. What are they?
Live, now they're down to 6.5.
Wow.
-135 to the over. So
is this Bob Davey, Notre Dame?
Man, USC's win total, 9.5. Penn State, they pumped to 8.5. Michigan, 10.5. What was Penn State? 7.5, wasn't it?
Always 8.5.
It was 8.5?
Yeah.
Texas A&M down to 7.5.
UCLA, 9-1 to win the Pac-12. Got the CLV. Got the can.
Get the can out. Get the can out. All right, let's go through some of these games for this week. Friday night, Florida State, Louisville. Florida State's road favorite -2.5, Joe. 56.5 total here.
Tough one. But I think, the ability to run the football for Florida State is the difference. Again, Malik Cunningham scares me. When he's on. And Louisville typically plays Florida State tough. But I think this team is different. This team is a little bit different this year with Florida State. I know a lot of the public is on the Noles laying a short number. I'm still going to lay it, though, in this matchup.
We actually have 2 games Friday night. We get Air Force into Laramie.
Oh, I love that game. I'm taking the points. I'm taking Wyoming. I watched Colorado get abused by Air Force on Saturday. And by the way, I love the fact that the Mountain West games now are on CBS. I really
love
that.
Well, that's just the first couple weeks.
Yeah, but it's still good.
Because the big boys are, you know who's coming to town in a week. I think it's this week with Auburn, Penn State, right? Isn't that the first one that's on? And then next week,
SEC.
Florida, Tennessee.
The SEC returns.
The final season of it. The final season of the SEC on CBS.
I know, but I mean, can I just set the stage for everybody? Can I set the stage for this weekend?
Wow.
Let me set the stage, okay? Because you know I'm big on the uniforms. I buy into everything, not just the gambling aspect. I love the game of college football, everything it represents. Let me just talk about this 3:30 window for a couple of seconds, okay? The way the sun, and I'm hoping it's going to be a sunny day on the plains in Auburn, the way that sun cascades onto the burnt grass of the Auburn Tigers, and I'm not an Auburn fan, but that setting, I got to be honest with you, is just captivating to me. And then to see Penn State with the Nittany Lion Road Whites, oh my God, it's like, forget Picasso, forget the Mona Lisa. Give me that on a Saturday afternoon.
There's plenty of times. Time out now. There's plenty of times that Auburn wears the all whites at home. So
they're not. No. They're not wearing the. No.
You got confirmation on that?
I know for a fact. They're Auburn never wears the home whites. Never. Never.
They never wear the white jerseys at home?
Never. Never.
All right.
Cam Newton, you want to go back to Reggie Slack? You want to go back to, who do you want to go to? Brent Fullwood? What do you want to do?
How about Bo Nix?
Bo Nix never wore the home whites. Never.
All right. Okay. All right.
The only time they might have wear white was when Bo Jackson. No. Bo Jackson played at Legion Field. Technically, it was a home game for Alabama. That's when they wore the whites with Pat Dye. And then the other game, BYU in Outson Stadium with the checkered every 5 yard line is a different color of the field turf. I hope they wear the royal blue pants on the road in Outson. Are you kidding me?
That's going to be a tough scene for BYU on Saturday. Unless the Oregon team is as bad as they showed against Georgia. They ain't playing Georgia.
All right, let me ask you this. Who are you buying into? Jaren Hall or Bo Nix?
I don't know. I
didn't think about that for a second, didn't you? Bill Nix in a big spot or Jaren Hall? I'm just saying, the kid can run.
It's hard to back Bo Nix.
I know it is.
It's very hard.
Especially when the pressure's on, right? When the pressure's on, it's tough.
Sure is.
I know.
Let me tell you what else we got here. How about this little ACC Big Ten? Purdue at Syracuse for the noon kick on Saturday?
Game.
Purdue
Great
minus
game.
1.5 at the Dome?
Yeah. I like Purdue in that matchup. Purdue's front seven has only given
Purdue
up 74
a
rushing
much
yards
better
game.
Team than Syracuse.
I think so.
Are we really getting hyped up after Syracuse? Yes, good win over Louisville. They beat up UConn last week. Are we really getting hyped up? Yankees win, by the way, Joe, 7-6 in 10 as they struck out Devers to end the game. Big win for the Yanks. 1-3 in a row. There you go.
Nice job.
And a good hit for me with the Cole 10-plus strikeouts. Yankees to win at 9-1. So that was a good one, Joe. We needed that one after this weekend in football. I needed that one tonight.
Bullock is on our list. Oh, he made the list, Bullock.
He really
that kid cost us a lot this weekend.
He sure did. Georgia going into South Carolina, and then they're laying 24.5 in the process against Spencer Rattler in the Gamecocks.
I'm inclined to take the 24.5.
Really?
I laid the 8.5 with Arkansas Saturday, and they hung up by a hair. 14, but that was a tough game, but now they come back home to Williams-Brice. This is, believe it or not, this is an under-the-radar rivalry. Georgia and South Carolina typically hate each other, and a lot of these kids go to rivalry high schools, so you know about Georgia-Florida, Georgia-Auburn. Georgia-South Carolina is a very heated rivalry, so I'll take the 24 with South Carolina, 24.5.
Nebraska getting 10.5 after the firing of Scott Frost against Oklahoma. I know you don't like hearing this. I'm taking Nebraska on Saturday.
I'm taking the over. How about that? Okay. I'll take a shot on 66.5.
That is a big
Thompson
number.
And Dylan Gabriel.
For the way Oklahoma's looked there? The last couple weeks against Midland competition, that's tough. I don't think so.
Yeah, but I have two good quarterbacks.
I'm just taking the 10.5 with Nebraska.
Oh, good luck. I can't. Mickey Joseph going up against Venables. I just don't know. This could be all fluff for Nebraska. Really. This could be all fluff. Like, we think we're good. We're going to show the world. We'll give him this. We'll give him that. And then all of a sudden, nothing.
Who's coaching Nebraska with Frost gone?
Mickey Joseph. Former quarterback
Mickey
for...
Joseph.
Yeah, Vance Joseph's brother.
I already told you I'm not going near the Cal Notre Dame game. I want no part of it.
Me neither.
I don't want any part of that game. You already said you like BYU getting the 3.5 at Autzen. Ole Miss laying 16.5 on the road against Georgia Tech.
I'm going to close my eyes. I think it'd take G-Tech, but I don't know.
I'm on Auburn, by the way. Money line against Penn State this Saturday.
All right. Let's go.
Straight up. Carver and Leasing, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. So, I was just looking into this, to the Auburn thing, Joe. So, traditionally, obviously, they wear the Navy jerseys at home, the white ones on the road. Apparently, they got plans for some orange jersey this week.
Yeah, they wanted to wear the orange, but they're like, the fan base is up in arms about it.
Well, the fan base doesn't make the decisions.
No, the boosters run that program, that you know.
Well, we don't know what the boosters think. You're talking about the keyboard warriors are up in arms about it. That doesn't mean that the people that pay the bills...
I don't know. People that pay the bills ran out Chizik. They ran out Gus. And they're potentially going to try and run out Horson. So, I don't know. You tell me. You're going to back them with orange jerseys? I'm going to sell them even more now.
Let me just so we can get everything clear, I don't really care what they wear on Saturday, to be quite honest with you. So the jerseys are the last thing that goes
into. You're backing them hard.
That's the last thing that goes into why I like a team or not. So
you're backing them hard.
I'm backing Auburn. I told you 3 months ago I was taking Auburn in this game. I'm not backing down, Joe.
So, you're not scared. You're not scared.
I ain't scared. I'm on the Tigers this week. I'm also on Washington at home against Michigan State.
Me too. I'm on Washington as well.
Everybody's on Michigan State too, taking that 3.5. You can have it. I'm taking the Huskies at home on Saturday night. Penix,
yeah,
my guy.
That's your guy?
A&M -5.5 against the Hurricanes. Ooh. Now. 45.5 the total. Can we get some points between the Aggies and the Canes on Saturday night? 45.5?
Yeah, if Max
Johnson
plays,
I feel like we can get some. We can get some points in that game.
Yeah,
let's go. How about a little juice in that game? Come on.
Let's go.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Got another hour to go here. CNL on the grid after this.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10.
K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.